Previously on the Big Bang Theory.
My father thinks the reason I can't make a relationship work is because I'm spoiled.
All right, how much exactly does he pay for?
Okay, I'll tell you, but please don't judge me. He pays for my car, my rent, and my credit cards.
I'm trying, but I'm judging.
Maybe your dad's right.
Yeah, women do like a man that can support himself.
I have come to an important decision. I will not be accepting your money anymore.
That's wonderful.
Yes, that is wonderful. You will no longer be able to accuse me of being spoiled.
I'm so proud of you.
Dad, I'm trying to tell you off and you're ruining it with your delight and relief.
It's interesting. Okay.
How bad is it?
Let me put it this way. Do you own a barrel and suspenders?
Are you serious?
I'm not wearing this visor to play women's golf.
Hi. Oh, let me guess. You guys are drafting your fantasy accounting firms.
We're helping Raj figure out his finances.
Oh, he has a job. How bad can it be?
Well, his rent and car lease are exceedingly high. You couple that with his penchant for dining out and shopping.
Wait, wait, not shopping for clothes, right? Because look.
He also has a remarkable amount of credit card debt.
I thought your dad paid your cards.
I have a card for emergencies that I pay for myself.
What emergency happened at the L.A. Zoo?
That's a penguin I sponsor. They're losing their homes to global warming and my car gets like 7 miles a gallon, so I felt bad.
What is pink cheeks?
It's intimate waxing. Quit looking at that.
Maybe you should find someone to help you get your finances under control.
Like a business manager?
No, absolutely not. You can't afford to hire someone who will forbid you from spending your money on foolish expenses. A foolish expense, and I forbid it.
What if there's someone who just likes controlling other people and stealing joy from their lives?
He sounds like a sociopath.
We don't know. His mother never had him tested.
You're talking about me. Very funny. Although, I would enjoy drawing up a budget and forcing Raj to adhere to it without an ounce of compassion.
Wait, wait. Who's going to break it to the penguin?
Okay, Sheldon. Yeah, I'm putting you in charge of my finances. I will not spend another penny that you don't authorize.
Very well. Hey, Comic-Con tickets go on sale this Friday. You can't buy one.
Oh, better luck next time, pink cheeks.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait,
the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
You're actually going to Comic-Con?
Well, Leonard wants me to do more stuff like that with him, so I thought maybe this year I'd tag along.
Well, that's sweet. I bet you'll have fun.
So, do you want to come?
No, thanks. I already live in a place all the nerds come to.
Please, I went to your boring thing last month.
My aunt's funeral?
Come on, even you checked your email during the eulogy.
Well, I'm not going, but I do think it's nice you want to.
Not that I want to go. I just think it'll make Leonard happy. And if I have to watch him squeeze into an Ewok costume, so be it.
Look at you. Going to Comic-Con, talking about Ewoks. I really have become the cool one around here.
You actually think Penny will have fun at Comic-Con?
No. Which will make me miserable, which is usually Sheldon's job.
She's going to hate waiting in line for the panels.
She's going to hate all the crowds at the panels.
She's going to hate the panels.
She's going to hate how often we say the word panels.
Why don't you just tell her not to come?
Oh, she's so excited. I can't do that to her.
What if you make it sound so bad she won't want to go?
That I would do to her.
How many Benny's going to get to go and I'm not?
You can always watch the panels online.
Oh, boy, we do say that a lot.
Panels.
Just wants to be included.
Come on, Sheldon, it's Comic-Con. Just let me have the money for this and I won't ask for anything else.
You put me in charge of your finances. If you wanted someone weak and spineless who could walk all over, you should have asked Leonard.
See? Miserable.
Okay, you're right. I got myself into this, but I've never missed a Comic-Con with you guys.
Your father may have spoiled you, but I won't. If you want a ticket to Comic-Con, I suggest you figure out a way to earn the money yourself.
You're a grown man who's highly educated. You can charge people money to punch you.
Go ahead, make jokes. I don't know why you think you're going to Comic-Con. You just had a baby.
So?
So? Well, so you think Bernadette's just going to let you jet down to San Diego for 5 days and leave her alone?
Hang on. So I have to bring Penny. You can't afford it. Howard's going to get in trouble, and this guy gets to have a great time.
I'm going to go as Dumbledore.
As my favorite girl.
Okay.
What's she doing?
Making lasagna.
Oh, she's sexy. She can cook. Such a lucky guy.
You want something stupid or you did something stupid?
Oh, I just walked in here, saw how beautiful you are, and had to tell you.
Oh, dear God, you're cheating on me with Rye.
Never gets old. Okay, there is something I want, but it's not a big deal.
What do you think?
Comic-Con tickets go on sale this Friday, and I was hoping I could go with the guys. But before you say anything, I'll make up for being gone by doing everything around here. I mean, everything. I'm even going to answer for you.
Yes, Howie, you can go. So hard to say no to you.
Thank you.
So I'll say maybe.
What? Why?
You said tickets don't go on sale till Friday, right?
Yeah.
You said you're going to do all this stuff for me, right?
Yeah.
See where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
If you don't know how to make lasagna, Google does.
Okay, so this is the main Comic-Con floor. It's where all the vendors and exhibits are.
Wow, there's a lot of people jammed in there.
I know. Sometimes Howard wears a striped shirt so we can play Where's Wallowitz. Okay, now this is us camping out in line for the Avengers panel.
Oh, you really sleep on the sidewalk, huh?
It can get chilly, but Raj figured out that if you pee in a bottle and put it in your sleeping bag, it helps keep you warm. Here's the hotel room we all share.
Well, you and I would get our own room, right?
Every hotel is booked, but see this space here between Sheldon's feet and my head? That's where you go.
Well, it's no different than when Sheldon used to climb in bed with us during a thunderstorm.
Don't worry, we won't be doing much sleeping anyway. It's like an all-night party. There's trivia contests and Dungeons and Dragons. As we like to say, it's off the chain mail. I even said off the chain mail, and she still wants to go.
That's probably my fault. She may have heard about my cool Dumbledore costume.
Okay, I can give you $20 for the whole box.
But you charge me hundreds for this stuff.
I know. I did it with a straight face.
But I need to earn enough money so I can go to Comic-Con.
All right. I'll give you $25. That's my best offer.
I have no choice.
You know, if you want to make extra money, I could throw some work your way.
Really? I'll do anything.
Great. You're hired. First thing you do is put price tags on these. Start the little ones at 50.
You know, it's no big deal. I can put up with anything for 3 days.